Macmillan Audio presents Dark Harvest, written by Norman Partridge, read by Vikas Adam. Part 1. Stories. A Midwestern town. You know its name. You were born there. It's Halloween, 1963, and getting on toward dark. Things are the same as they've always been. There's the main street, the old brick church in the town square, the movie theater, this year with a Vincent Price double bill. And past all that is the road that leads out of town. It's black as a licorice whip under an October sky. Black as the night that's coming and the long winter nights that will follow. Black as the little town it leaves behind. The road grows narrow as it hits the outskirts. It does not meander. Like a planned path of escape, it cleaves a sea of quarter sections planted thick with summer corn. But it's not summer anymore. Like I said, it's Halloween. All that corn has been picked, shucked, eaten. All those stalks are dead, withered, dried. In most places, those stalks would have been plowed under long ago. That's not the way it works around here. You remember. Corn's harvested by hand in these parts. Boys who live in this town spend their summers doing the job under a blazing sun that barely bothers to go down. And once those boys are tanned straight through and that crop's picked, those corn stalks die rooted in the ground. They're not plowed under until the first day of November. Until then, the silent rows are home to things that don't mind living among the dead. Rats, snakes, frogs. Creatures that will take flight before the first light of the coming morning, or die beneath a circular blade that scores both earth and flesh without discrimination. Yeah, that's the way it works around here. There are things living in these fields tonight that will, by rights, be dead by tomorrow morning. One of them hangs on a splintery pole, its roots burrowing deep in rich black soil. Green vines climb through tattered clothes nailed to the pole in its crosspiece. They twist through the legs of worn jeans like tendons, twine like a cripple's spine through a tattered denim jacket. Rounded leaves take sucker from those vines like organs fed by blood vessels, and from the hearts of those leaves, green tendrils sprout. And the leaves and the vines and the tendrils fill up that coat and the arms that come with it. A thicker vine creeps through the neck of that jacket, following the last few inches of splintery pole like a backbone, widening into a rough stem that roots in the thing balanced on the pole's flat crown. That thing is heavy, and orange, and ripe. That thing is a pumpkin. The afternoon sun lingers on the pumpkin's face, and then the afternoon sun is gone. Quiet hangs in the cornfield. No breeze rustles the dead stalks. No wind rustles the tattered clothes of the thing hanging from the pole. The licorice whip road is empty. Silent. Still. No cars coming into town. No cars leaving. It's that way for a long time. Then darkness falls. A car comes. A door slams. Footsteps in the cornfield. The sound of a man shouldering through brittle stalks. The butcher knife that fills his hand gleams beneath the rising moon, and then the blade goes black as the man bends low. Twisted vines and young creepers root at the base of the pole. The man's sharp blades.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?